You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley at 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Melanie Sheehan, who is a clinical dietitian with Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte. Good evening, Melanie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. I appreciate you joining us this evening. A great event, a community event coming up in Charlotte tomorrow at the hospital. It's called Health Fest. Tell us about it.
Well, we've had Health Fest annually for the last good number of years. And what we have is just a completely free event where people don't have to pre-register or do anything in advance. It starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and goes through 11:30. And we have over 50 booths. Community booths, hospital-related booths, almost the majority of them are health-related in some way. And people can come through, get information, get freebies, do free screenings, and just learn a lot about what's available in the Charlotte area.
Well, I love that it's free. B, all of the staff from Hayes Green Beach are volunteering their time, which is extraordinary as well. But the idea of having so much of this testing that you can do there at the scene is really invaluable. Could you tell us about some of the testing that is available for free?
Sure. We have a carotid artery screening, and that was the only screening that was pre-registered, and we've been booked from that for weeks and weeks now. So we do a carotid artery screening. If you didn't get in this year, then definitely check in with us next year for that. We have flu vaccinations if people weren't able to get that. We have a doctor's office in the area doing free vision screening. We have free 10-minute table massages, a nutrition assessment with a dietitian, free body composition, which also tells you your percent body fat and percent body muscle, a free balance screening by a physical therapist, and we have a Cholestech machine that does a finger poke, but you get your full cholesterol panel and fasting blood sugar. And we have a physician, Dr. Todd Otten, who's going to be going over the results of those cholesterol screenings with anybody that has abnormal results, so they get to hear what that means for them right away. And we also have a non-fasting blood sugar check and a blood pressure check. So those are all free screenings that are available tomorrow morning.
What's so impressive about this is that you could take the test, and if everything's great, you're yee-haw. But the extraordinary part is if there's something wrong, you may be tipping some folks off to a condition or a problem that they have no awareness of today. They may be become aware of tomorrow and be ahead of the game.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we thought it was important to have someone there explaining the cholesterol results right there. And so if you have an abnormal result, there's someone waiting there to explain that to you. And for the blood sugar, the non-fasting blood sugar, that booth is right next to the diabetes education booth. So if someone should get a high number, they can walk right next door and talk to a registered dietitian about what that number might mean.
So there's going to be a lot of staff on hand as well to explain the testing as well as any results that they might need some information on. I think it's just invaluable for folks to be this far ahead of the game with this and to take advantage of something like this. Do you plan for this kind of, as soon as this one's done, you start working on next year?
Yeah, we only take a few months off and then we start right in for next year. But it's a fun event and we get a lot of employees really in-depth involved, and it brings a lot of people together.
Yeah, having the staff there to talk to you, whether or not you do the testing or not, I assume, you can go ahead and ask questions of any of the staff that are around in any area of concern that you have.
Yep, exactly. And a lot of the booths don't have necessarily a screening associated with them. But if someone had, for example, we have a skin cancer information booth. So if you had questions about skin cancer, there'd be somebody there able to answer your questions, even if it's not a full screening. And we have prostate cancer information. Like I said, we have diabetes education information. We have women's health booth, information about mammography, information about OBGYN options in the area, stress management. So there's a lot of options for people, even if you don't want to participate in all the screenings.
Well, and what we've been talking about is very important testing and stuff, but this day is also going to be an awful lot of fun. There's some great activities going on for children and families as well.
Yes, we do have a kids' room, and we have that every year, and it's a really great place for the kids to go while their parents might be wandering around doing screenings. We have a caricature artist that comes, and you just sign up for your 5 or 10 minute window, and he does caricatures, and that's free as well. And in the kids' room, we have different organizations from the community, like Early Childhood Connections and the Aquatic Center, and we have activities like arts and crafts. You can get your face painted. Dr. Knoll's office in town, she's a dentist in town. She has her staff come in and do where the kids brush their teeth and then put that little tablet in their mouth and see where they missed.
I used to love that that day in school.
Yeah. And the kids can, of course, get a tour of the ambulance and a fire truck. And this year we have a smokehouse, which is a trailer-type house that it explains how to get out of a burning house. And we have experts out there showing kids how to get out of a burning house safely. So it's not just fun, it's learning, too.
Well, all the way around, weather's not going to be an issue, is it, because it's inside?
Yes, the only things that are outside are the tour of the ambulance and the fire truck, and we pull those right up next to the building. But everything else is inside, and we'll be there rain or shine.
Do you find, as a clinical dietitian, Melanie, do you find that people are, as a whole, are starting to pay a little more attention to their health and realizing the importance of, keeping an eye on things and watching what they eat? Are you getting more people concerned about that?
I think so. I think the whole country is kind of moving towards a philosophy of wellness and overall self-vitality and health. And I think that a lot of people are starting to really process how nutrition affects their health, how exercise affects their health, and how just making healthy lifestyle changes can really make an impact on how they feel and how they live.
Well, and a day like tomorrow is just more proof of that. I mean, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital is putting their money where their mouth is and saying it's important to our community, so they're inviting the community to come join.
Yep, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout. We're hoping for more than 200 people coming through, and so if it's something that anybody has questions about, they can always just stop by and we'll direct them right from the registration to the booth that they're interested in.
And again, it is tomorrow. The hours are 8 to 11:30 at Hayes Green Beach Hospital. The tours of the ambulances, so forth, I bet that's a big hit every year.
Yeah, the kids like to get in there and see what the ambulance staff do. And the fire truck, we have firemen out there showing the kids how the fire truck works. So it's just a fun activity area for kids, and we hope to continue to expand what we offer every year.
And I love the addition of the community exhibits as well, joining in with you, some folks from around the community.
Yep, we have people from, for example, the Gift of Life and the National Kidney Foundation are there. And we just thought, that's health-related, and it really gets people thinking about some options for helping others. And we have, for example, our home care has a table, and that gives people an opportunity to learn what's available even outside of the hospital.
Well, it sounds like a great day, and it sounds like it's not going to be a great day weather-wise with rain and snow both coming towards us. So it's a great day to go out and take advantage of the Health Fest. Melanie, I appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you so much.
Very good. We've been speaking with Melanie Sheehan, who is clinical dietitian with Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. The Health Fest is tomorrow morning, 8 to 11:30, at Hayes Green Beach Hospital in Charlotte. We will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.